going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, this is step one, which is the Catholic entities. That is the diocese, the parishes, the school, the other entities, but not the religious orders like the Jesuits and the Franciscans. And it is a $150 million settlement that will be $125 million on the effective date and then another $25 million within a year of the effective date.
Is that still contingent on the insurance or is it separate?
Separate.
Totally separate. And the $25 million, we put in incentives for them to pay it earlier because interest starts to kick in at an accelerated rate starting at 5 months. I think we started at like 5% and it goes up accordingly, 4% and then goes up accordingly until it's paid. So they have an incentive to get that paid as quickly as possible. And we're hoping that they do it before that 5 months, that first interest payment is due.
When will we know the effective date? What can you tell us about distribution?
Judge Buckeye issued an order in November setting a deadline for a plan to be submitted by September 1st. So the way it works then is the plan language is worked out among the parties, and then there is a disclosure hearing. And then if the judge approves the plan in the disclosure hearing, he's approving it to go out to a vote to all of the survivors. They'll each get a ballot, and they will, we hope, approve a plan. From that point then, a confirmation hearing will be set several months later, probably 3-4 months later. And on the date of confirmation, that would become the effective date.
If you had to ballpark, how far out is that timeline from now until that confirmation?
This is just a ballpark because we don't know if we'll get a global settlement with the carriers or not. But if everything went and we did a plan on September 1st, I'd be thinking at an effective date in the first part of 2026.
And how will distribution be divided up for individual victims to receive funds?
Well, I can tell you what's happened in other cases, and it's not fully designed yet here, but in other cases, typically, a claims examiner expert is hired, and that person reviews all of the claims and then makes an allocation claim by claim. Because, you know, some people were horribly abused over many, many years. Some people have only abused a short amount of time but had horrible consequences from that. So every single case is different. So the claims examiner will look at that and then make an allocation.
It sounds like you got a tight timetable and a lot of work to do with the insurance carriers. Are you hopeful that you can get this done in time for September?
I'm much more optimistic because of what's happened in the last 4 or 5 weeks that we're going to come to some resolution. I think the carriers have an incentive because they also want to avoid some litigation down the road. So I think everybody's coming to the table in good faith, and I'm optimistic that we're going to reach something. I wanted to say something a little bit about closure, because Steve and I have represented not just people in the diocese, but victims, you know, schools, sports, everything, right? And although money doesn't solve the problem and make the pain go away, we've seen that it brings closure to some people, that by getting that money, that monetary award, it makes them feel that, oh, someone's admitting that I was wronged. And it does provide closure to some extent. I'm not saying that it's a total closure type situation, but it does help.
Yeah, I think it's important to note that there isn't a monetary amount that will ever give someone back their childhood, never give them back the mistakes they made as adults because of what happened during their childhood. There's no true justice, there's no true healing, there's no dollar amount that fixes that. Bankruptcy is different from state court. In bankruptcy, we're really focused on what are the assets of the bankrupt entity. We think this is a good deal because we think they've done the best they possibly could. We even saw Judge Buckeye question whether or not they could even afford this. We've had to push them. We did push them. We pushed them as hard as we can. It's now our job to turn the focus to the insurance companies, and we'll try to push them as hard as we can too.
It was briefly mentioned, but what happens with the 17 test cases moving forward?
Our plan right now is to move them forward and make them cases against those individual insurance carriers.
In a nutshell, Steve, today, moving forward, what's the next step?
At 1:30, we start mediation with the insurance companies. We're mediating the rest of today and tomorrow. We've got two more dates scheduled for further mediation with them in the first week of May. And we're just going to do our best to try to get a deal with insurance companies. In Rochester, we did one insurance company, and then the next insurance company, and then the next insurance company, and there's only one insurance company that's left outstanding there. So I think we'll probably be in a process where we're trying to negotiate with the most reasonable one and then find the second most reasonable one.
And what is that September deadline again?
The Judge Buckeye said by September 1st, he wants a bankruptcy plan submitted. So any bankrupt entity wants to get out of bankruptcy, they do that by submitting a bankruptcy plan of here's what we're going to do and here's why we should be let out of bankruptcy. So that's a September 1st deadline. He did say if we were making great progress, he would consider a mild extension of that. But right now, September 1st is the deadline.
The $150 million, are you certain that that exists? I mean, there seem to be some question.
Yes. I'm absolutely certain that, you know, look, we've had a lot of fights with these lawyers.
For months, years.
Yeah, we've butted head privately, we've butted head publicly, but I have never once believed that they would make an offer that they couldn't fulfill. I know they can fulfill this offer. I trust the bishop at his word. I trust the attorneys for the bishop at their word. They say they're going to be able to make this happen. I believe they're going to make this happen. Very significant. You know, the Diocese of Rockville Center paid more in cash, but they're a very rich diocese. This is not a rich diocese. And this is a diocese with twice as many claims as Rochester, more than twice as many claims as Syracuse. So I think they've made a very significant cash contribution here. It's not enough. I mean, it's never going to be enough. This just isn't a way it will ever be enough. Even the insurance money isn't going to make it enough. But I think it's extremely significant, and I think for survivors who have held out and stayed strong throughout, and many of them have had dark days throughout this process, I think this is a good day.
In basic terms, how would you describe a global settlement? What exactly is that for people?
A global settlement is a settlement where we have a settlement like this one, which is step one with the Catholic entities, and then a settlement with all of the insurance companies as well.
So it's those two.
Together.
Yeah. If we were successful in step one, if we were successful in step two, we get a global settlement. Now, in Syracuse, they have not worked out a global settlement. So on Monday of next week, they're at their confirmation stage, which would be their effective date if it's approved, and they only have the Catholic entity money. They don't have any deals with any insurance carriers yet. So it's possible to move forward like that. Our preference would be to move forward with a complete global settlement.
So global means?
Everybody.
Everybody.
Global means it's over.
It was mentioned to have some survivor statements being told at some point. When would that be around? And do you think that might also help in just bringing some sense of closure? Because I know a lot of people you heard mention that the money really is never going to be fully doing the job.
Yeah, Judge Buckeye indicated that he's going to give, and this has been done in other bankruptcies, where he's given survivors a chance to express their feelings on the record and give them a full opportunity to do that. And again, for some people, that gives them the closure they need. So yes, it's a process. We haven't scheduled it yet, and the judge will when it comes time to file a plan.
Now in Baltimore, Judge Harner held several days of those types of hearings at the beginning of the case. and buckle your seatbelt. You cannot believe the painful testimony that survivors will bring. But as Dan said, it is a healing process, especially with that logo behind the judge and the authority of the court standing and listening to their story, because so many people have been, the whole thing was to keep them silent from the very beginning. That's how they got away with this chunk. And to finally be able to say it, the 3 days I spent in Baltimore were among the three most emotional days of my career.
So Steve, just so I'm clear, if a global settlement hypothetically isn't breached, this settlement in principle for the survivors still stands?
Yes, this one stands. And it's possible something in between where, like in Syracuse, it's all Catholic money and no carriers. In Rochester, it's Catholic money, some carriers, not all of the carriers. So it could be just this, it could be a global, or it could be something in between.
And this still has to be put in writing, correct? It's in principle right now.
That's right.
It still needs to be solidified.
That's right.
So potentially some settlement money could go out before everything's...
Potentially,
yes.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.